Hi, this is a dictation for Colletta Taylor, Colletta Taylor. Data services 5/25/2023, and date of birth is 11/10/1961. Date of accident 2/17/2023. This is a follow-up visit and also a procedure. Lumbar epidural steroid injection was done. The patient presents here for both the issues same day. She states that her pain is terrible in the lower back, and it has been bothering her to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with no radiation. She also has a lot of pain in her left shoulder, and she has pain shooting down to her left forearm as well as into the right knee. She also has a history of COPD, asthma, and she's on a room air 2 liters continuously. She's a 220-pound woman. She has a diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, and no reported issue of apnea. She's on various inhalers, and she reports that on 2/17/2023, she was involved in an automobile accident where there was a 25 car pile up on an icy road, and she hit a car in front as well as she was hit from cars behind. Several cars, 25 car accident. Airbags were deployed. It caused her some headaches along with some dizziness. She was seen at Providence Hospital, but then she was discharged. She possibly had a fracture of L2 and L5. Subsequently, she started having pain in the neck, lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in the left shoulder around 10 with the ability to lift the shoulder up to 90 degrees only. She also has some radiation of pain to the left shoulder and upper arm as well as to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly. However, distally the toes were not involved, foot was not involved, as well as the forearm and fingers are not involved in any radiculopathy. She was provided with Norco 10 or 325 on the last visit to bring some relief for her. The patient does have significant pain. She also reports of memory loss and forgetfulness as a major issue. And she's undergoing a epidural injections as her MRI was found to be positive for bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with spinal stenosis of mild to moderate variety at L4-5, L5-S1, and L3, L4, the disc is bulging into neural foramen bilaterally. Based on that, and the compression of L5 nerve root was seen. So, these will be done. Physical examination, the blood pressure was found to be 135 over 92 pulses, 119 pulse ox 97. The patient rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit, which is the new patient visit still has to be done, and so we will continue the same format 5/16/2023. I still have to do the dictation for 4/24 and 5/16. The plan of and the diagnosis will remain. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, mid back, right shoulder, as well as right knees. In addition, patient remains off work. Housework replacement, attended care, 4 hours, 7 days, transportation, case management. She is wheelchair bound. Regarding her procedure that was done today, procedure is called interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection. That was done, and the second procedure was epidurogram. Medical indications are based on the history of automobile accident 25 car accident in which she was involved, direct hit by 3 cars. She hit a car in front of her and another car hit from behind due to the icing of the road. And it caused her pain in the neck. The left shoulder as well as lower back, with occasional radiation to the right leg, front and back. Some pain in the right knee. The MRIs were brought in and they were found to be positive for a spinal cord stenosis throughout L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, left L5 nerve root compression, as well as bulging disc from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. LESI was the most reasonable procedure that has been advised. She is on attended care. The goal is to bring her rapid relief for healing and pain relief and improve her ADLs and decrease the need for surgery possibly and pain medications. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Thank you.